Okay, Shalom Uvracha to everybody. Shavua Tov. Welcome back to our Shmiras HaLashon class learning. We'll begin with the Tefillah Al HaDibur. Ribono Shel Olam, Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha, Rachem Vechanan, Shetezakeni Hayim Uvechol Yom. Lishmar Piru Lashoni Milashon Har Rechilis Ve'ezarim Ledaber Fila Yishyachid. Kol Shekein HaKla Yisrael, O Al Chelek Mehem. Kol Shekein Mishraim Al Midosef Shel Kosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ezarim Ledaber Divrei Sheker Chanufa Mechulkes Kaz Gaiva Ona Asdvarim Halbanas Panim Ve'itzonus. וכל דיבר עשר, וזכאי שלו לדבר כמדבר הצריך לענייני גופי ונפשי, יהיו כל מעשי ודיברי לשם שמיים, אמן ואמן. As always, we are learning לזכר נשמס, and the עילוי נשמס, צפי גרשם בניו, וכאן עליו השם, שם שלו, וקונטינוס עלי אין לזכוס of our דברי תורה, and this holy עבודת הקודש of שמרס הלשן, we are also learning לזכר and the עילוי נשמס זה וולף בן ישי עליו השם, and the שם שמר, the continuous עלי, and with your permission, as a זכוס for ברכה וגאה בסדר, Rachel Gilta Besoch Shar Cholei Yisrael and for Shmuel Lipa Ben Ruth Tamima Besoch Shar Cholei Yisrael. I'm sure you have all seen by now that there was Rachman Alitzan a terror attack in Renana. And an especially busy time when children were going home from school, etc. A terrorist stabbed a number of people, took over a number of cars on a rampage. There were car rammings and stabbings, and a woman was killed. I did not see that her name was yet released, but I did see a woman about 70 years old. Rachmana Tana Shamin Komdama was murdered in Eretz Yisrael today in a terror attack in Renana. And as well, there are many who are injured. So we daven and we pray and we hope and we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmei Shamayim. And if there are any other merits from these Divrei Torah, it should be a schus for the Rafua Shalema for all of those injured in the terror attack. So we are in the middle of a beautiful piece of the Mesha Chachma, if you remember, very, very fascinating, where the Torah commands us about going out to war. Unbelievable. Haman Toshkacha there is, Baruch Hashem, in this Shir, these past few classes, where the Torah commands about going out to war. However, the Mashar Chachma, based on teachings of Chazal, actually understands that this is not only talking about going to war, it's talking about Lashon Hara during a time of battle. So what I'm going to do to begin is just screen share the Psukim with you. Just quickly, we review them so we remember what we are speaking about. Let me come to screen share with you. Okay. So you should be able to see here that this is in Sefer Devarim, okay? And it is Devarim Perek Chaf Gimel. You should be able to see here that this is Devarim Perek Chaf Gimel, okay? So the Pesukim tells, we're starting Pesukim again. We're just going to do them quickly. We started this last time. If you remember, last time we had a very, 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 very interesting learning. We went to the Gemara Masecha Shabbos Lamed Gimel. And to my surprise, when I sat down to prepare, the Gemara was about Lashon Hara. I didn't even realize when I sat down to prepare. I really want to talk about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the son of the cave. And the teachings immediately preceding that Maisa are really about how Lashon Hara that is told to others, and especially foreign governments, ultimately leads to disaster in Klal Yisrael. So, Kiseis. Parak Chaf Gimel in Devarim Pasuk Yod. Kiseite Machana Aloivacha Minishmar Tomikol Davara. The Pasuk says, when a camp goes out against your enemy, in other words, when you go out to war against your enemy and you should guard from every bad thing, what we are learning about is Davara is Diburra. You should have Shmira Halashon, Nishmar Tomikol Davara. You should have Shmira from Diburra. Kiya b'chayish, and now the Mashiach Chachma today that we're going to see is going to connect this pasuk as well. Kiya b'chayish asher lo yeh tahar mikralai, that if you should be amongst you a man who is not ritually pure because he had a night, a mission, the yatzal mitchutz hamachane, he's considered tameh, he has to go outside the camp, lo yavo al toch hamachane, he's not allowed to come into the camp. V'hayu lifnos er, if it will be towards evening, yir chatz b'mayim, he should wash in water, mean immerse himself. On the sun sets, he could come into camp. I draw my tissue on the floor by accident. One second, please. Okay, he can come into the camp. And now the Torah tells us something else. You shall have a place outside the camp, and you shall go outside of the camp. What should you do outside the camp? You should have a shovel or a spade in addition to your implements. But we've quoted repeatedly that the Gemara says here, the spokes of your fingers are what you should plug your ears with. Aznecha, aznayim, you should plug your ears. to stop yourself from hearing bad, and it will be when you go to the bathroom outside the camp, you should cover up your excrement with the shovel or the spade. Why does your camp have to be holy? Ki Hashem Elokecha mishalich bekerav machanecha, Hashem your God goes amongst you in the midst of your camp, latzilcha, to save you. Hashem, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to give your enemies before you, and your camp must be holy. There should not be seen amongst you any form of uncovering nakedness, ervas davar, but ervas dibur, there should not be any uncovering of bad speech. Will turn away from you, God forbid. These are the psukim that the Meshech Chachma is speaking about. Now we are going to go straight to the Meshech Chachma. So I'm going to screen share now the Meshech Chachma. One second. This should be it. Okay, here we go. Let me just get my pointer. One second, please. Okay, so Millie Fried, you're Kimat, the only person I could see right now. Everyone else is behind their boxes. Can you see that this is a Meshech Chachma Kisei Tzechav Gimel Yod? Mishmar to be called Darar. You could. Okay, thank you very much. Fine. So we did the beginning last week. Last time we met, I made a notation of exactly where we ended and where were we up to. So we ended right after photo number 3. Let's just review it very quickly, and then we're going to learn new material now that we've seen the Pesukim. So what does it mean when it says when your camp goes out against the enemy? In other words, when you go to war against your enemy, Mishmar to be called Darar, should be on guard from any bad matter. Lo rachok lamar, says the Meshech Chachma of Meir Simcha Koimi Deviz, Chusi Agena Veinu, lo rachok lamar, it's not far-fetched to say, shekavanas ha-pasuk, that the intention of the pasuk is shelo legalos mistorin shal mechama. We're not doing the footnotes again. We're not doing what we learned last time. This year is available on YU Torah. It is not far-fetched. I highly recommend you listen, but I'm not reviewing what we learned last time. Lo rachok lamar, shekavanas ha-pasuk, shelo legalos mistorin shal mechama. It is not far-fetched to say the intention of the pasuk actually means you should not reveal the secrets of war. You should not tell any other person about the battle plans of your camp against the enemy. And therefore, we could say that we learn from here, you should not let anyone of any of your soldiers leave your camp, lest the enemy catch them. Let's say, I don't know, they go for a walk outside, they go for a walk in the forest, they leave the camp to catch some fresh air. The enemy might catch them. And what will escape from his mouth? He will tell them all about your encampments. Yeah, if they torture him, he will reveal all of your battle plans. Okay. We tied this in last time so incredibly to the Gemara and Shabbos, Lamed Gimel Aleph, and how it came to be that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was up for arrest because of secrets that were spilled and got back to the enemy. We saw last time that it was mamish because of Lashon Hara. Okay, let's go. Now, new material, okay? Ukamosha Higira Mitzri the Dav B'Sof Shmuel. Okay, I'm not sure what that's referring to. I'm not well-versed, unfortunately, in this Maisa, but it is something from, it's not something, it's a Maisa from Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Parak Lamed. Okay, let's go. V'zeh B'Klal Dibura Sh'amar B'Sifri. And this is included in the matter. Oh, I wanted to tell you something. I meant to start with this. Okay, Ms. Opskin, for a second, Millie, you're going to have to tell me again that you could see it. Last night was the Shiva Darchei Torah dinner, and my husband said it was really very, very beautiful. And one of the honorees, were Shapsi and Tova Fuchs, who are a tremendous Balei Tzedakah and Chesed, incredible family. And Shapsi and Tova Fuchs, Kain Yerbu Kaneiner, have made almost 80 Shidduchim. No, this couple, they have made almost 80, I think my husband said 78 Shidduchim. Kain Yerbu, Yerba Kamosam B'Yisra. My husband said that Mr. Shapsi Fuchs spoke incredible. He said he was humorous and entertaining and wonderful points. He said the crowd, the audience really connected, a very large crowd. Everyone enjoyed very much what my husband told me. And he didn't know I was teaching Shemir Salashim class this morning. My husband came home, he told me last night one of the things he said. He's made 78 with his wife, 78 Shidduchim. Kain Yerbu. And he said, at the podium, there were, I don't know, probably over 1,000 people, my husband said it was a very large crowd. And he said, when it comes to Shidduchim, you, well, with anything, but he was specifically speaking Shidduchim, he says, you have to count your words like you count gold. He says, every single word you say has an impact. He said, if someone calls and you say, eh, he said, you just wrote off the Shidduch. That little, I'm not sure. That's it. He said, no, you should never say, I don't see it. He said, what do you mean, I don't see it? Who are you to give an opinion if you see it, if you don't see it? Two wonderful people, set them up, let them go, and let them decide if they see it. As soon as you're not careful with your words, you already have the potential to kill the sheikh before it even started. And my husband said a couple of times, that he said, you have to carry your words like gold. Just a simple, when you ask the question, come right off the whole thing. So you see really the power of words and how careful we have to be when it comes to all inyanim, but certainly when building by batei nema b'yisrael. So I thought this was very relevant. My husband just told me last night. We're going, and that's what I want to start with. So now I'm going back to the Meshech Chachma. Very powerful lesson. Imagine he said just, and he's so much experience, can I know her? Kein Yerbu, they've made so many shaducha, mika amcha yisrael, goyacha ba'arts. And he's obviously speaking from experience. And he said, you have to count your words like gold. We know how careful we would be if we were counting gold bars or golden coins. Real gold, not pennies. You want to know how many you have. You're going to be very careful when you count. That's how you have to count your words, he said, when it comes to Inyanei Shidduchim. Okay, so now let's go on. And this is included in the matter. When your camp goes out against the enemy, you have to be on guard from every bad matter. Excuse me. Sha'amar b'sifri, as I'll say in the sifri, afilu dibura. The sifri says, so this Meshech Chachma, he's basing it on the Midrashim. It says in the sifri, afilu dibura v'zeh lashon hara. When your camp goes out against the enemy, you have to be careful from bad speech. What is bad speech? Lashon hara. The kivnu l'masha katavti. And the intention is of what that I already wrote. So let's look at footnote number 5 together. Okay. Footnote number 5. Ba'od ha-perush ha-mekuba b'sifri hu kibir ha-malbim. The perush, the accepted perush, accepted interpretation of the sifri, is like the Malbim clarifies. V'hosifu bo lashon hara. K'dei shelo yarbu b'neihem machlokes. V'yakuba makaraba me'od yoser min ha-oivim. This is referring to Hosifu bo lashon hara, shmarta mikol davara. We're talking here about the prohibition of lashon hara. Why? What is so damaging and so dangerous when there's lashon hara amongst the Israelite camp? Kadei shelo yirbu b'nei machlokes. Because what does lashon hara invariably lead to? Lashon hara leads to strife and quarrel. And if there's lashon hara, there will be an increase of machlokes amongst them. Contention, strife, quarrel, disunity. The Yakuba Makaraba Me'od Yoser Min Oivim. And the Lashon Hara that is spoken amongst the people will cause such machlokas and strife and dissent and disunity. They will be smitten with a stronger blow, even stronger than the enemy. I thought this was very, very interesting. The other week I saw the following. I'm going to quote the article. Okay. This is dated, for your reference, December 31st, about 2 weeks ago. And when I saw it at the time, I thought to myself, this is very relevant for this Nakuda of the Meshech Chachma. We've just learned this, that according to the explanation of the Malbim, based on the Sifri, that we're speaking about the prohibition of Lashon Hara, because, so that in order that it will not be increased amongst the machlokas, which will cause them to be smitten with a blow, a great blow, makarabba me'od, a very great blow, yosir min ha'ivim. That's what happens when there's lashon hara amongst Kal Yisrael. The blow is so great because of the machlokas that it leads to. So listen to this. This is published December 31st. Okay, I'm happening to be quoting from J Post, but at the time I also saw it on Yeshiva World News. I actually didn't have the link, but in my own Meshech Chachma and pencil, it says here Yeshiva World News article. I sinned when I was preparing this. Remember, I told you I re-prepare every single time, so this piece has been prepared like 5 times. So Yeshiva World News article. I sinned. I had to go back and re-look it up. I had to Google and find it for this morning's class, but listen to this, okay? Now, I don't know anything about the politics. Yes, judicial reform, no judicial reform. I'm just, you don't have to understand the politics to appreciate what is happening here. Former public diplomacy minister Galit Distal Atbaryan apologized for taking action that increased strife in Israel, saying she was one of about 100 people who shoved 9 million people towards an abyss. in an inter 9 million people versus the population in Medina Israel. Former public diplomacy minister Galit Distal Atbarian apologized for taking action that increased strife in Israel. Valsifa Balashan Har Kadeshul Yarbu Bine Machlokats Vyakuba Makaraba Ma'od. Those are Minoivim. And she said about herself, she was about one of about 100 people who shoved 9 million people towards an abyss. In an interview with Channel 13 on Sunday, there are about 100 people who shoved 9 million people toward an abyss, from politics, the media, influencers. I was one of these people who caused the state to weaken, who hurt people, who hurt civilians, who in their day-to-day lives are my friends and my partners, said Distal Atbarian. It suddenly hit me, boom! Suddenly you realize everything you thought you were doing well, you were doing badly. I created strife and division and tension. And this tension led to a weakening. And this weakening in many ways led to the massacre, added the former minister to Channel 13 News. Distal Atbarian addressed the public, I sinned against you, I caused you pain, I caused you to fear for your lives, I apologize. She resigned from her post as public diplomacy minister shortly after the war between Israel and Hamas erupted in October. At the time, she resigned because she said her ministry was redundant and wasting the budget. However, at the end of December, she came out with an apology for the real reason she resigned, was that her actions she felt increased strife in Israel. And she was of a few elite, if you will, who shoved 9 million people towards the abyss. I was one of the people who caused the state to weaken, who hurt people, the civilians in my day-to-day life are my friends and partners. I created strife, division, and tension. This tension led to a weakening of the state, and in many ways, this led to the massacre. So when I was preparing this, I had to go find the article. I didn't save the link from 2 weeks ago, but with Google and a few keywords, you're able to find what you need. Baruch Hashem, it says in my notes, in my Sefer, I sinned. How powerful. And that is really exactly what the Malbim explains based on the Sifri that the Mashiach Chachma quotes. Shmartem b'kol dibura, davara, hosifu bo lashon hara. Slanderous speech against each other. Kedei shelo yarbu b'nei machlokas. Why do you have to be so careful? I'm causing slanderous speech to ferment and make its rounds amongst the nation because you don't want to increase strife. And it will cause such a very great blow, even worse than the enemy. Let's go back up to the Mashiach Chachma. I just think how timeless Torah is, how prophetic Torah can be, and how we must integrate the lessons that we are learning, each of us as an individual, into our very own lives. Lashon Hara causes mechokas. That leads to a weakening, that invites the enemy. Hashem Yirachem Aleinu. We know what destroyed the second base of Mikdash. It's very clear. Yumatasam a base. The Gemara writes a beferish. We know why the spies were kept out of the land of Israel. It's not a secret. We know why Yosef and the brothers ended up in Egypt. Well, Yachudarbu L'Shalom. They are very Yosef Dibasar Malavim. You know, Isha accepted the Lashon Hara of the Nachash, so they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden. There's a very clear pattern. But not only does Lashon Hara and Shmartam Mikol Davar Ra cause mechokas and strife internally that weakens us before the enemy, it also causes mechokas and strife amongst kihilos, communities, families, friends. It happens on the macro level amongst Kayusha with our enemies on the outside. Also, unfortunately, can happen on a smaller level amongst family and friends. Shmartam mikol davar ra. That's how a person has to live their lives. Let's go back up to the Mashiach Chachma. We just did footnote number 5. Velazah amar rak, and therefore the pasuk says. Remember the pasuk said in Devarim. I'm not going to stop screen sharing. I've got a new screen share back. But I showed you the pasuk before we started. Pasuk Yud said, "Ki seisei machana alay vecha v'nishmarta mikol davar ra." The next pasuk seems not to be connected. The next pasuk says, "Ki ya becha ish asher lo yatar." When there is amongst you a man who is not ritually pure. Mik, why is he not pure? Mikra Laila, he had an emission at night. The Yatza Michutza Machana, he should go to outside the camp because he is Tame. He's not allowed to be in the Machana where the Shekhinah goes. Lo Yavel Tocha Machana. But now the Master Chachma says, look at this. Velazel Amarak, and therefore the Pasuk says, Pasuk Gid Aleph. Ki Yebecha Isha Sherli Yatar, Mikra Laila, Vyatza Michutza Machana Vechuli. Photo number 6. Remez Eiffel La Sakana. This is telling you that there is a great danger involved when a soldier leaves the camp. This pasuk is not random fact. This is a continuation of the previous pasuk that speaks about those who reveal the secrets of war. Therefore, you might think to yourself, wait a minute, if someone leaves the camp, we're not talking about the Mikra Laila, the guy who is ritually impure, Tame. You might think to yourself, since there's such a grave danger when someone leaves the camp, that he will reveal the secrets, Megala Sod, to the enemy. We might think you can never let anyone leave the camp. Afilu ek of Mikra Laila. We might think to ourselves, even if a man, one of the soldiers has an emission at night, he should never leave. Because if he leaves, what will happen? Even if he's tamei, keep him in the camp. That's what you might think. It's not correct. It's not the halacha. But look how far you might go to think you have to protect a person from revealing secrets to the enemy. You might think, even if he's Mikra Laila, even if he's Tamei, usually he has to leave the camp. But since we're in a time of war, and we're afraid that he will be Megala, he will reveal the secrets of our camp, maybe we should keep him in the camp. So therefore the pasuk comes along and says, no, you have to send him outside of the camp. But the machshava might actually be, we should leave him in the camp because of the danger, the great danger of Koach HaDibur. And revealing what should not be revealed. Going back to the Master Chachma. V'chein matzinu b'Yerushalmi. So that's how he connects Pasuk Yod to Yod Aleph. Yod Aleph is a rebuttal of an improper thought, which might be, you might have to, it's such a sakana to let someone leave, that even if he is Tameh, he has to stay here. So the Pasuk comes out and says, no. If he's Tameh from Mikra Laila, he has to leave the camp. And so we have found in Talmud Yerushalmi Maseches Peah, as Hara Lashon Hara Minayin, the Gemara writes Beferish. Where do you have an Azhara, a prohibition, a warning against Lashon Hara Minayin from where? V'nishmarta mikol davara. The Gemara Yerushalmi Peah, Parak Aleph, actually quotes this Pasuk, Devarim 23:10, Chav Gimel Yod, V'nishmarta mikol davara. The Gemara says this is an Azhara against Lashon Hara. Now we all know Lo Seich Achil Bamecha is an Azhara Lashon Hara, but this is also an Azhara Lashon Hara. Perhaps it's in the context of war, because like the article we just read from J Post, breaching the gather of speaking Lashon Hara, transgressing the Isser and speaking Lashon Hara, causes a weakening amongst Chai Yisrael, which leads to war. So maybe that's why this Azhara comes in the context of war. You want to know how you got to this place in the first place? You want to know how this happened? The Chumash is saying, based on the Master Chachma, based on the Sifri, the Rishami, because of Lashon Hara. I just found that really powerful when I saw that. She says, I caused internal division. I caused strife. My words, Nechmano Litzan, caused a terrible situation. Amar Rabbi, Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael, Lo Seidech Rechil Bamecha. Now that is a pasuk from Parshas Kedoshim, 19:16. Yod Tas, Tazayin Vayikra. Let's go down to the photo. Lo Seidech Rechil Bamecha means should not be a peddler of gossip amongst your people. So let's look down at the footnote, 7. Zo Rechilos. This is a prohibition of rechilas. You say to A, do you know what B said about you? Say, B says something to C, C goes to A, says, do you know what B said? That's rechilas. Lashon hara minayin. Where do we have a prohibition against lashon hara, slanderous speech? Tani Rabbi Nechemna, Rabbi Nechemna teaches, shelo tehei kirochel hazeh. You should not be like this peddler. Matin dvar rab shel zeh lezeh, v'shel zeh lezeh. What does a peddler do? He picks up buttons in this home. He picks up some thread over here in that marketplace. He picks up some fabric in that town. And then he takes the buttons from here, and the thread from here, and the fabric from here. He puts it on his wagon, and he goes to peddle his wares. He says, look at the buttons that I have from my friend. Look at, whoops, sorry, I moved the computer back. Look at the thread that I have from this town. Look at the fabric I have from this marketplace. Okay, so if you're a peddler and you're only speaking about buttons and fabric and thread, go into hide and go make up parnasa. It's beautiful. But when it comes to words and things you saw about somebody else in their home, don't peddle the wares of what you saw in Reuven's house to Shimon, and what you saw in Shimon's house to Levi, and what you saw in Levi's house back to Reuven. Don't go around peddling your ware of words. This one's business you tell to that one, and that one's business you tell to this one. Amavuar, we're continuing with footnote number 7. Amavuar ha-pnei Moshe, and he quotes the pnei Moshe, explains as follows. Just want to see something? Yeah, one second. My own safer is next to me. This is just for you. You could follow on the screen. Amavuar ha-pnei Moshe, the pnei Moshe explains, the shtei niklalu ba'azharazu, both, rechilos and lashon hara, are included in this prohibition. Shelo tehei kirochel hazeh, holeich mi bayis al bayis. So you go and you have a meal in Reuven's house, and you see all the goings on between Reuven and his family, and you don't like how his wife Dina cooks the meal, and you don't like how he talks to his children, and he didn't say a Dvar Torah, and he didn't sing Smiros, and the next day it's a 2-day Yontif. You go to Shimon's house for the meal. Oh, actually, that's Dina, not Reuven's wife. Okay, whatever Reuven's wife's name is. And then you go to Shimon's house and you see how Dina over there cooks her meal and how they talk to their children. And then you say, you know what I saw in Reuven's house? And on the third day, you go to Zvulun's house because it's a 3-day antiv. These are obviously people in Chutzarts because otherwise there won't be a 3-day antiv unless it's Rosh Hashanah. That could happen in Eretz Yisrael. Actually, fine, we're in Eretz Yisrael. Third day, because it's 3 days antiv because of Rosh Hashanah. And then in Zvulun's house, you say everything you saw at Reuven and everything you saw at Shimon and Dina, and you're peddling your wares from house to house. Zeh Rechilas. And then you go back to Reuven and you say, you know what Zvulun said about you? Alakashu matin drav shalzelze. Amar gam kein lashon hara. Alzelze. But not only when he peddles his wares from this house to that house, he also, in addition to that, speaks lashon hara about this one to this one and this one to that one. Instead of learning Zmiros and Divrei Torah, this house to that house, he finds negative things to say from this house to that house. And so you might think that someone who is a mikra laila needs to actually stay in the camp. That's how dangerous is the power of the word. So no, the Torah says no, the lach is he has to leave. But the fact that you even have a machshava that he has to stay shows you how dangerous it is when someone takes those wares out of one camp and says them in another camp. It brings a weakening to Klal Yisrael. It emboldens the enemy. We learned the Gemara last time, Rishon Bar Yochai was up for arrest. He had to hide in the cave. Because of lashon hara. Anyan d'yeshnei lavin the Yerushalmi. The matter is there are two lavin, there are two lo saseis in the Yerushalmi. Al shnei, we have to turn the page. Al shnei sugei lashon hara. On two different kinds or two different categories of lashon hara. Echad shal lashon hara besoch b'nei Yisra atzom mizeh lezeh. Vezeh lo se lech vechil ba'mecha ba'am b'nei Yisra. The first type of prohibition here is lashon hara. Amongst B'nai Yisrael Atzmam, amongst our nation, amongst our people, from one Jew to another, v'zeh lo se lechachil b'amecha, and that's what the Pasuk says, in Kedoshim, Yud Tas Tazayin, lo se lechachil ba'amecha, ba'am B'nai Yisrael. You should not be a gossip monger. Why does it say b'amecha? In other words, what the Gemara Yerushalmi is darshaning here, which the Meshech Chachma quotes, is why does it just say lo se lechachil? Doesn't that make sense? Don't be a gossip monger. Remember, I stress this really all the time. In my own learning, in my own teaching, not one word in the Torah is an accident. And not one word is superfluous. It's something you have to keep in mind always when you're learning. So you should always be aware when something seems redundant or seems unnecessary. You should ask yourself, why is that here? So here we have a kasha. Lo seidech rechil, period. Mosamad odam reyacha, lo seidech rechil, ani Hashem. Why does it need to say, say Rachel ba'amecha? Obviously, you shouldn't be a gossipmonger amongst your people. If it says ba'amecha, amongst your nation, and Rav Soloveitchik points out, Am Yisrael, Ayin Mem, is the same as Im Yisrael. Change the Nakuda. Excuse me. Am Yisrael with a patach. I am part of the nation of Israel. You want to be part of the nation of Israel? Im Yisrael. Chirik under the iron. You have to be with the nation of Israel. That's from the Rav. Once again, how every word in Lashon HaKodesh is so powerful. So the word Am and the word Im, nation and with, I'm sorry, are the same word in Lashon HaKodesh. What is the difference? The Nakuda. If you want to be part of Am Yisrael, you need to be Im Yisrael. So Lo Seideich Rachil Ba'amecha, it seems superfluous that it says Ba'amecha, just say Lo Seideich Rachil. So what's the Pshat? Ba'am B'nei Yisrael. Do not speak Lashon Hara. So the Masha Chachma is saying that this is the first category of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara besoch b'nei Yisrael. This is Lashon Hara amongst the children of Israel. Atzmam. Mizalazah. Don't talk about your fellow Jew to another Jew. Don't be Naftali who sits in as a Reuven and Shimon and Dina and Zvulun and then goes peddles the wares from one to another. Don't read what one person posted or a comment someone made on one WhatsApp group that you think was silly or redundant. Don't darshan someone's post like it's a Dvar Torah from Chumash. And then you forward it and you laugh about it and you mock it and you make a joke and you have a nasty comment about somebody else. Don't post something negative about another Jew. Whether it is an individual or a group. That's what we say in the Tefillah Al Hadibur. Saying the Tefillah Al Hadibur. So the first prohibition is Lo Seich Rachel Ba'amecha Ba'am B'nei. Don't speak Lashon Hara amongst your nation, the nation of Israel. Am Yisrael, Im Yisrael. V'hasheni, you have to be with your nation of Israel if you want to be part of the nation of Israel. How do you demonstrate I am with Israel? Imo Anochi B'tzara. So Hashem appeared in a sneh last week, said Shemos. Imo Anochi, it's the same word. Am Im. How do you demonstrate? You feel their pain. You daven for them. You speak kindly to another person. You hold your tongue. If you have nothing nice to say, I saw one of the wounded soldiers. I didn't save it. I probably could have Googled that because I remember what he said. One of the wounded, gravely wounded soldiers, when he woke up, he said, if you have nothing, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, not a nice word that I don't usually say, but this is actually how it was quoted. He said to the nation of Israel, he said, if you have nothing nice to say about each other, shut up. That's what he said. I'm sorry. I really don't say that word. But that's what he said. If you have nothing nice to say, then you should shut up. So the first thing you have to know is, Ba'am B'nei of Hasheni, Lashon Hara Michutz L'machane Yisrael. And the second prohibition is, certainly, you should not go slander Israel outside of the camp. Don't let the Ummah Olam in on our quarrels and strife. Don't let the Ummah Olam know about our division. Present your love for your fellow Jew. And never, and today especially, when everything we say and everything we do and everything we post is there forever and can always be tracked and can never be erased. How careful we have to be when speaking about our fellow Jew. Because the Ummah Olam could pick up on this. They don't even like each other. Of course we don't like them. V'asheni lashon ar michutz ma'achanei so v'zeh pshat ha'mikra. And this is the simple understanding of the Chumash. Kiseisei machana olavecha v'nishmarta mikol davara. When a camp goes out against your enemy, you should guard from every bad dibur. Shelo legalis chmistorin kemosha kasafti. And the Asher Chachma says, this is the pshat of the mikra. The simple understanding, this is the intention of the Chumash. When a camp goes out against your enemy, you should be on guard from any bad matter, from any bad word. You should not reveal secrets. Not one amongst each other, and certainly not amongst your enemy, Kamosha Katafti. I know I put a line here, but we are going to continue. Okay, because when I re-prepared, I want to continue last time and this time. Now what should you do? I need a tissue, I'm sorry. Upon this, for this, we have two atonements. Ha'echad ketores alashin harasha b'seisar. One of them is ketores. What is the ketores? The Ketores and Parshas Ki Tisa of Sefer Shemos describes the 11 spices. By the way, it ties in so beautifully. I didn't even think of that. The Chalbana is a Bosam Shel Reach Ra. One of the 11 spices of the Ketores. The Ketores was the incense spice mixture that was offered twice a day in the Mishkan, slash Mikdash, in the morning when the Kohen cleaned out the lamps of the menorah from the night before. And in the evening when he lit the lamps for that night, the Ketores was offered twice a day. Once in the morning, Beitivil Soneros, and once in the evening, Badlaka Soneros. So at the same time that the golden menorah was lit in the space called the Kodesh, there were three golden implements that stood in the space called the Kodesh, the golden menorah, the Shulchan with the Lachem Hapanim, and the Mizbeach HaZahav. Mizbeach HaZahav had three names. Mizbeach HaZahav, golden altar. Mizbeach HaPnimi, inner altar, as opposed to Mizbeach HaKtoros, was Mizbeach HaNechoshech, Mizbeach HaChitzon, Mizbeach HaPnimi, inner altar, Mizbeach HaKtoros. It was not for animal sacrifices, it was only for the incense offering, and finally Mizbeach HaZahav. So it was called the golden altar, the inner altar, and the incense altar, and it was offered twice a day. And now the Mesher Chachma writes, V'al zeh bo shtei kaparos. We're going to learn about the golden Mizbeach and the 11 spices. The golden Mizbeach is written right at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, and its spice mixture is written in the beginning of Kitisa. V'al zeh bo shtei kaparos. Oh, why did I say the Chalbana ties in so nicely? I didn't even think about beautifully to this piece, because the Chalbana is a bosom shereach ra. Ma'ashi Kohen Chazal says, it's a spice that smells bad. It's not cinnamon, it's not cardamom, it's not thyme or rosemary or something pleasantly smelling. It smells bad. So why is it included? Shalol Yaakov be'enenu lead star of imanu be'agudos tan yusenu betfilasenu es poshe yisrael. Rashi says there, because it should not be cheap, it should not be light in your eyes to include in your fast days and in your prayer gatherings the sinners of Israel. So you might think, I should speak Lashon Hara about the sinners of Israel. I'm going to include the sinners of Israel in my prayer gatherings and in my fast days. Everyone has to be included. Am Yisrael, Im Yisrael. Leave the Cheshbonos up to God. I just want to be very careful. Chazal did include, someone once asked me, one of my shir, there are certain categories of Jews who remove themselves from Am Yisrael. They work for the destruction of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And we have a special tefillah called Omal Shinim Asi Sikva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should figure out the best course of action, the best course of judgment. When we talk about Ahavis Yisrael and not speaking Lashon Hara and including all of Klal Yisrael, we are talking about those who are still part of Am Yisrael. And that includes Tinuk Shinishba, a captive infant who doesn't know any better because he's not a Lacha Kofer. He doesn't know. He never looked. He doesn't understand. So those have to be included as part of Am Yisrael. Category Avol Malshinim Asihi Sikva, when we ask Kosh Baruch Hu to destroy that kind of evil from the world, that's up to Hashem, and we have to daven that they should be whatever Hashem should feel is appropriate. It's not up to us. But I just want to clarify, so please don't email me and say, what about certain groups of Jews who work for the destruction of Am Yisrael, so Medina Yisrael? I'm not a rabbi, but I'm not talking about that. I'm not saying you should speak Lashon Hara, but just maybe mind your own business and daven to Hashem, but I'm not speaking about that. And over this we have two kinds of atonements. Okay, I'm not labeling any kind of Jew. I'm not getting any specific. I'm maybe Yamin. Here we go. So we need two different kinds of atonements. One kind of atonement is the Ketores, and I just explained to you what it is, and the parasha is where we find it. That is for Lashon Hara Basiser. Excuse me. That is for Lashon Hara that is said in secret, the Mefarash Zvachim, like it says in Masechet Zvachim. V'zeh al Lashon Hara shebesoch Machane Yisrael. The Ketores atones for Lashon Hara. Sorry. The Seser doesn't mean only in secret. It means it occurs within the Machane Yisrael. It means Lashon Hara about one Jew to another. Lashon Hara about each other within our own camp. Shebezeh yesh avak Lashon Hara she'en adam nitzah b'chol yab. Like the Gemara says, v'chulin ba'avak Lashon Hara, because this sin includes the dust of Lashon Hara, and a person is not even saved from this. Like the Gemara says in Bava Basra, v'chulin ba'avak Lashon Hara. What does that mean? Let's look at footnote number 10. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Begazal Umia Barayus Valkal Balashkanhar. Rav, ooh, sorry, my computer was falling. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. Rav Begazal, the majority of sins include the sin of Gazal. Umia Barayus, and a small number of sins include a rayus, Valkal Balashkanhar. Everyone is guilty of Balashkanhar. So the Gemara says, Balashkanhar, Sal Kadatcha, Ela Alvak Balashkanhar. Is it possible that every single sin and every single person includes a sin of outright Balashkanhar? Some sort of dust. It touches upon the dust of Lashon Hara. It might not be Lashon Hara. All right, but it's Avak Lashon Hara. It's leading to Lashon Hara. It has the stench of Lashon Hara. It is dust, the residue of Lashon Hara. That's how dangerous is the sin of Lashon Hara. That's how hard it is to stay away from and save yourself. How hard we must work against the Yetzer Hara. So therefore, the Ketores that is offered every day, twice a day, is an atonement for the sin of Lashon Hara amongst Kal Yisrael. But remember, there's two kinds of Lashon Hara that we're speaking about. There's Lashon Hara amongst Kal Yisrael, and then there's the Lashon Hara, Chas V'Shalom, where Jews go and they slander fellow Jews to foreign governments. Amnem Ketores Shalifnai V'Lifanim, but the Ketores of the inner Kodesh HaKadoshim, the inner. It's referring to the Ketores of Yom Kippur that is offered by Aaron HaKohen / the Kohen Gadol once a year on Yom Kippurim. Let's look at footnote 11. Dahainu Ketores HaKohen Gadol by Yom Kippurim. This is referring to the Ketores, the incense offering of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, on Yom Kippurim. Zos lumes HaKetores HaBechol Yom. So this is not the Ketores of every day. The Ketores of every day, we already said, is to atone for Lashon Hara amongst Kal Yisrael. Now we're talking about atonement for Lashon Hara that Kal Yisrael speaks before the Umas HaOlam. Unfortunately, today there's not only one group of Jews who speaks Lashon Hara about Israel before the Umas HaOlam, there are quite a number of groups. There are extremists on the way to the right, and other extremists all the way to the left, and there's more than one group. And they speak Lashon Hara about Klai Yisrael to the Umas HaOlam. It is terrifyingly dangerous because the Umas HaOlam say, well, they hate each other, so why should we have any respect for them? So this is referring to the Ketores of the Yom HaKippurim service in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hu Lashon Hara Shem Yichutz L'Machane Yisrael. This is Lashon Hara that happens outside the camp of Israel. Shelo Noda L'Yisrael. A nation might not even know about it. Now, today, everything's on the news, so everyone knows about everything. But it might be that someone goes and informs the government, and no one even knows. Bilti Hashem Levado. Who knows about it? Hashem knows about it. Ba'al Shnei Habadim. V'zeh Pam Echad B'Shana. The two poles are the two poles of the Aaron, the Holy Ark, but rested in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Kohen Gadol offered the Ketores, and who is the only presence, capital W, who is in the space of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechina. So this service of Yom Kippur Ketores, offered once here by the Kohen Gadol, is an atonement for sins that only Hashem knows about, but the Ketores atones for Lashon Hara, which is the sin of Lashon Hara that only Hashem knows about. The sin of a Jew going and slandering Am Yisrael to the nations of the world. And today, there are unfortunately many organizations all the way to the right and all the way to the left. We have shut down train stations and visited Iran and picketed in front of the White House. There are, unfortunately, Hashem Yirachim V'Yoshienu, Jews today on all parts of the spectrum who are working against Kal Yisrael, and it's terrifying. It really is. We don't have enough enemies on that side. We need Jews going to slander us to the Umas HaOlam. That's exactly what's happening. This piece of the Mesher Chachma, if you missed last time's class, please go back and listen to part one. It's so prophetically profound. It's unbelievable. And that Zeh Pam Achad B'Shana. This is only one time of the year. V'zeh Haya HaSibas HaGalu Shel Mitzrayim. I loved when I came to the end because this ties our whole shir back up to the Inyanim of Parshas HaShavua. And this is the whole reason for the Egyptian exile. Moshe Amru, like the Medrash Rabba says, Achino da Hadavar, when Moshe Rabbeinu, the day after he kills the Egyptian, who is striking the Israelite from his brothers, he goes out the next day, he sees Shtei Anashim Ivrim Nitzim, who are Adas Nevirim, Chazal tells, but the Pshat, there's two Hebrews fighting, and they say, Halar Geni Atomer, are you going to kill us like you killed the Egyptian? And Moshe says, Achino da Hadavar, the matter is known, and he has to run away. And Rashi says, what is Moshe saying? Behold, the matter is known. Rashi says, quoting the matter, just Moshe wondered to himself, why is Kal Yisrael worthy of punishment more than any other nation of the world? Let's look at the footnote. Hayamoshe Miharher Belibo Va'amar. Ma Chatu Yisrael Shenishtabu Mikol Umas. Moshe was wondering in his heart, and he says, what kind of terrible sin could Israel have done that they are more tortured, oppressed, enslaved, hounded, massacred than any other nation in the world? Kevan Shashama Dvarv Shaldasan Amar. When he heard what Dasan said, Halar Geni Ata Omer Kasher Ragdasa Mitzri, Vashan Har Yeshmini. Moshe said, now the matter has been revealed to me. There's Lashon Hara amongst them. Ha'eich yu re'ulim le'gu'ula. How will they merit redemption? They are a nation who speaks Lashon Hara. Akach amar chenoda davar. Ata yadati be'ezah davar he'mishtabim. Now I know why they are worthy to be enslaved. The matter has been made known to me. So the first Galus Mitzrayim was because of Lashon Hara that the people spoke amongst each other. The Sibas Galus Shal Bavel B'Shnia Kamosha Amu Akamtu Rakamtu Charva Yerushalayim. The Galus Bavel was because of the slander that the Jews spoke to the Umas Olam. And he references the story of Kamtu and Barkamtu from Maseches Gittin. It's in Aramaic. Dahahu Gavra, Dirachme Kamtsa, Ubal Dubabe Bar Kamtsa. There was a certain man who had a friend named Kamtsa and an enemy named Bar Kamtsa. Avad Sudasa, he made a party, you all know the story. Amar, dot dot dot, fill in the blank, you all know the story. The enemy Bar Kamtsa was embarrassed at the party. Can I stay and pay for my food? Can I stay and pay for half the party? Can I stay and pay for the whole party? The host took him up, picked him up his hand and threw him out. The Rabbanim were at the party. The Gemara says this, the Rabbanim were at the party. I think it's Gittin Nunchesh. The Rabbanim were at the party and they were silent. They didn't say anything when he was embarrassed. Amar, ho'il v'havu yusebe Rabbanim v'lo machu, babe. Bar Kamtsa said, wait a minute. The Gedolim, the leaders, the rabbis were at the party and they didn't stand up for me. They didn't say anything. They didn't tell the host, keep me at the party. Shema mina kanichelahu. Maybe they agreed with him. Azil ichu bahu kurtza malshinus. Bimalka. He went and he slandered to the Kesar. Bar Kamtsa was insulted. The rabbis were there and they didn't see what happened to me. And they didn't tell the host I have to stay at the party. No one stood up for me. I'm going to, what does kurtza mean? A word in Aramaic, Rashi in the Gemara says, Malshinus, Bimalka. I'm going to inform upon them to the foreign government. Azo, Amar they the Kesar. He went to the Caesar and he said, Mardu Bechihudai, Ayin Sham. The Jews are rebelling against you, said Bar Kamtsa. Ooh, maybe Lidei Chilol Hashem. One more sentence that's not on your meeting. One more sentence on the next page, which I didn't scan. One more sentence. Lahu maybe Lidei Chilol Hashem. This leads to Chilol Hashem. The footnote, Rav Kuberman's footnote, says, footnote 14, Gilui Mistarin Shal Yisrael Lu'umas Ha'olam. Revealing the secrets of Israel to the nations of the world leads to Chilul Hashem. Hachamur me'avon avodah zarah, which is more serious than the sin of avodah zarah. Kamo Shami Yerushalmi, like the Gemara says in Maseches Yerushalmi. The power of these words speaks for itself. The relevance to the time we are living and the avodah upon each one of us to guard our tongues amongst Klal Yisrael. And never portray a bad chas v'shalom side of Israel amongst Umas HaOlam. You know, people post, I don't know, on public forums. People post things on Facebook and Twitter. I don't know how it works, but they post, or X, whatever it's called now, whatever all the other sites are. And once a person posts something, it's there forever. I have to be very careful what we post, because you never know who could see it. Amongst Klal Yisrael, God forbid, the Umas HaOlam. There's a dual prohibition here. Ki sei sei machana alevecha, v'nishmarta mikol davar ra. It has tremendous frightening power, tremendous relevance, and a huge avoda on all of us to be sure that we heed the words of the Torah for ourselves. V'nishmarta mikol davar ra, ba'azor Hashem, amein, kein, yihi ratzon. I wish everybody gavad b'tei b'suras tovas v'yeshuos and refuah shalema to all those achmana litzlan who were injured in today's terror attack in Ranana. Kol tuvim b'suras tovos. Thank you.